Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court of the United States heard the case called Masterpiece Cake Shop out of Colorado with Jack Phillips. The question is, where will this case come down, and when can you expect to see this ruling, and what are the implications? We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this case was just argued, as expected. Most people think it's going to be a 5-4 decision, and I think the oral argument suggests that, in fact, may well be the case. We don't know, of course. What we do know is that the case is argued, and that the week of the oral argument, the justices got together, and they've already voted. So someone is writing the majority opinion. There are people in the majority. There are those in the dissent. We just don't know which way it's going. We also know, Matt, that from history, even though there may be an opinion in the process and there's a 5-4 or however many one way versus the other way, majority versus minority, that in the past there's been some major cases that have changed in the vote composition during the writing of the opinion, and they've ultimately decided by one person flipping sides to vote the other side. And so we need to continue to pray for this case as it moves forward all the way to the very end until we ultimately see the opinion, and we pray that the court ultimately comes down on the right side.
And of course, Justice Anthony Kennedy is the wild card here, expected to be the swing vote. It all kind of hinges, we think, on how he might come down. And SCOTUS blog, which does pretty good analysis, they're definitely not a bastion of conservatives, and they said this: Justice Anthony Kennedy, who initially seemed sympathetic to the same-sex couple, but later expressed real concern that Colorado had not been sufficiently tolerant of the Baker's religious freedom. We can hope that that weighs heavy on Justice Kennedy's heart and on his vote.
Yeah, there's no question about that. The fact is that this decision likely will be hinging on Kennedy, and he gave two different kinds of possibly conflicting questions or responses. On the one hand, when the case was being argued on behalf of Jack Phillips, he questioned whether or not a ruling for him would be problematic and ultimately demean, in his word, gays. That's what he said, that by not providing this cake or services, that it would be demeaning to gays. On the other hand, when Colorado was being argued from its position, he made a comment that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission wasn't very accommodating to Jack Phillips' religious free exercise beliefs. So people can read into that one thing versus the other. Some people are predicting he might go one way, some might predict he's going the other way. At the end of the day, we just really don't know. And sometimes I think that he ultimately makes statements to make people continue to guess, and then he'll come down with his ultimate decision at the end of the day.
You know, but ultimately it has nothing to do with demeaning anyone. It's about his free speech, his ability to use his artistic talents, you know, to fulfill those in a way that he believes honors God according to his religious beliefs. But this also affects anyone of any religions or Muslim, Christian, anything to do with a free speech.
Yeah, this is a big issue here, because Jack Phillips is a cake artist, and it's not just any artist, but when we're talking about a wedding cake, mm-hmm. we're talking about an event that has meaning symbolism. Because I remember Kagan said, well, what about a makeup artist? Would they be also exempt? Well, they tried to thread the needle between a makeup artist and Jack Phillips. But in Jack Phillips' case, for example, what's at issue is creating something that celebrates a ceremony. That ceremony is a same-sex ceremony, same-sex marriage or same-sex union. And so you're creating something specifically to promote a specific message of celebrating a same-sex ceremony.
No question. You're being compelled to endorse the message. That is compelled speech.
I mean, he will serve anyone. He has those in the LGBT community come in, and he'll serve anyone, anything. In fact, he even offered these two men, you know, you can have some other cake or cookies or whatever, but I just can't make a wedding cake. I mean, even the name of his cake shop is a reference to Ephesians 2:10 that says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the things God planned for us long ago." So he's honoring that in his artistic expression. No one can come around and say that he cannot make something that's totally against what his whole cake shop stands for.
Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, he ought to be able to have the right. In fact, Colorado Civil Rights Commission did, in fact, recognize a homosexual baker who wanted to refuse to bake a cake that has a Bible on it.
Yeah, well, so how can that,
that
be?
That homosexual baker should be able to do that as
right,
well.
Absolutely.
They came down on the right decision there. But then, because of ideology, they want to force Jack Phillips to bake a cake supporting same-sex marriage. And he's not going to do that any more than he won't bake a cake, Matt, for Halloween,
yeah,
to celebrate Halloween.
Yeah, is that demeaning to Wiccans or to the people coming in who want a cake for Halloween? Of course it's not. It's simply a reflection of his ideology.
Right. He won't put alcohol. He won't use that in his cakes. He won't do lewd bachelor parties, anything like that, which he feels is not upholding and honoring to his faith. You know, he's going to refuse. So it's not just an LGBT issue here.
That's right. In fact, he actually has baked cakes, and he certainly would, and other items for people who are homosexual.
Sure.
He doesn't check, and he doesn't say, "You can't come in and buy my pastries or my cakes." He actually even offered to give them a pre-prepared cake, a mm-hmm. generic cake that he has, and then they could put on it whatever they wanted to. No, they didn't want that. They didn't want one of his nice cakes that didn't promote weddings. They wanted one that actually had the two men or whatever they wanted. They wanted a celebration of same-sex marriage.
And they wanted him to do it and right. him to celebrate it against his will. That's the whole point behind all of this.
Yeah, and you know, guess what? They went ahead with whatever they were going to do, and they got a cake from someplace. So it's not like they were deprived of having a cake that they wanted. They just can't get it from him. And I think that's the big issue. I pray that the Supreme Court comes down the right way, because if it doesn't, if it goes against Jack Phillips, it's not just about bakers and florists and photographers of weddings, but it has an implication for anything that's expressive to support a ceremony or same-sex ceremony or an LGBT lifestyle that is an antithesis to your sincerely held religious beliefs.
And also remember to pray for Jack Phillips and his family. I mean, he's lost 40% of his business. He's had to cut his employees down to half the staff. He's received death threats. He now has to answer the phone because he doesn't want any of his other staff to endure the harassing phone calls that he's received. So pray for him and his family as well.
Yeah, yeah. Pray for him, because he has made a huge sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Many of his employees that he had to be let go because you essentially cut your business down in half.
Right.
He's losing almost $500,000 a year.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, because that was a big portion of his livelihood.
Right.
Matt, let me ask you this. Neil Gorsuch, Justice Gorsuch, also addressed the comprehensive training that was forced upon Jack Phillips and
right.
his family
oh, yeah.
and staff. It's sensitivity training. Mm-hmm. And Gorsuch pointed out that this is a discrimination against his Christian beliefs, because it compels him to speak.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, I'm glad we have someone like Gorsuch on the court, because he's going to look at the real facts and the Constitution. And I think when you do that, you come down on Jack Phillips' side, no question about that.
Absolutely.
We need another justice like him on the high court, and that's why elections matter and make a difference. And so we may have that vacancy at some point in the near future. He's exactly right, because they not only wanted to force him to bake this cake, but they wanted his whole family and all the different workers that work in the bakery to go through sensitivity training.
That's pro-homosexual training.
It's pro-homosexual indoctrination, forcing this issue down their throats against their sincerely held religious beliefs. It's absolutely horrendous and outrageous. Continue to pray for the case. Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief in this case, but pray for it, because even though the decision has been made and the writing is underway right now, as we know, these decisions can change, because somebody in the majority can flip to the other side and make the minority become the majority, especially in these 5-4 cases, as likely this one will be. It's the Masterpiece Cake Shop, and the name is Jack Phillips. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel, in your prayers and in your year-end giving, all contributions to Liberty Counsel between now and the end of the year, December 31, Your time zone midnight will be doubled by a matching challenge grant. Go to lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel. The website again, lc.org.